Chapter 6. All of Granta's landings recently seem to be hard. Rex drops from the rappel line as Cody does the same, and he tries to keep hold of Granta, but Granta's muscles are all but done cooperating. He hits on his feet, stumbles, slides right out of Rex's grip to land on his knees, and even with the whine of the vulture droids above them, the thought of getting back to his feet feels daunting, all but impossible. His vision wavers dark, comes back spotty and slow, and each breath feels like a knife in his lungs.
"Come on!"
Heavy shouts, rounding the corner of stone that hides Granta's ship from view. The moment his eyes catch on them, though, he's running, and Rex makes it one step, but Heavy is already past him, sliding down to one knee and hauling Granta's arm over his shoulders. Cut up, a step behind him, curses and gets Granta's other arm, and together they haul him to his feet. It hurts. And Granta curses, squeezes his eyes shut. The running, the explosion, colliding so hard with Rex, none of it was kind to him.
"Not far,"
Heavy promises grimly.
"Captain, the ship's ready, but none of us have experience piloting. I've got it, kid,"
Rex says, and he takes off at a run. Cody stays back, blaster raised as he scans the sky, and he casts a glance at Granta as Heavy and Cutup all but drag him past.
"Base is locked down,"
he asks. Granta nods, tries to drag his thoughts together. I don't know how long it will last.
"As long as it's an inconvenience,"
Cody says, grimly amused. He leaps up the ramp to get to the controls as Heavy, Granta, and Cutup pass, sealing it the moment they're through and calling towards the front,
"Good to go!"
Instantly, the hum of the engines rises. Heavy grabs for one of the straps on the wall as the whole ship lurches on takeoff, a whine arising as the ship is pushed to its max. Everything jars once, hard, like they were hit, and an alarm blares. Granta pulls, brain kicking on as he recognizes the sound, but Cutup drags him back, pins him against the wall between him and Heavy. "The shields just went down," Granta starts.
"We're jumping to hyperspace anyway, so we won't need them for long,"
Cutup says. "We won't make it to hyperspace if we get shot out of the air," Granta says. But as if to prove him wrong, there's a lurch. The hyperdrive kicks on, and everything else goes quiet. After a long, long second, Cody lets out a breath, lets go of the strap he was hanging on to.
"Heck of an escape,"
he says, rueful, and Granta snorts. His legs choose that moment to fold, and he slides down the wall, letting his head thump back against the metal, his eyes close.
"Criff,"
Heavy mutters, and goes down beside him, a much more controlled drop. "You need medical, too."
"Got a medic on the cruiser,"
Rex says, and he comes down the ramp with heavy steps, sparing a glance at Cody. Cody waves him off, and Rex crouches down in front of Granta, pulling his helmet off. "Thanks for the save," he says. "You seemed to be doing quite a lot of the saving in that last bit," Granta says, amused. "Medical might not be a bad idea, though, if you're offering. Someone volunteering to go to the med bay, you'll be Kix's favorite." Rex pauses, then asks, "Got a bunk? Lying down probably isn't a bad idea."
"We'll take him,"
Cutup says immediately, and Granta maybe groans a little at the idea of having to get up again. "Just give me a minute," he says. "I'm sure sleeping here is..." Heavy pulls his helmet off, rolls his eyes. "Up," he says more firmly, and Granta grimaces but lets himself be hauled up. His vision spins black, a vast rushing noise filling his ears. He staggers, falls, and it's Rex who catches him, hauls him up in his arms like he's some kind of fairy tale princess. Granta would protest, except most of his attention is on how it feels like the top of his head is going to fall off, and he can't manage much of anything at the moment. "Sith spit," Rex mutters. "Does this ship have a medical room?" There isn't even a moment of hesitation. "No," Heavy says. "We patched up in the bunk room, this way." "Clever," Granta thinks, but doesn't say. Droid Bay is in the medical bay, and if Rex or Cody see him, they'll want him handed off to the Gar. But the Gar will take one look at his injuries and decommission him. It's in all their interests to keep Rex and Cody as far from Droid Bay as possible right now. He should have thought of that, but thinking it all is rather difficult right now. When Grant awakes, it's with no clear memory of having slept, but a heaviness all through him that's familiar and hated. He lies where he is for a long moment, just breathing, steeling himself, and only then can he bring himself to open his eyes. The fact that he isn't in his bare white room on Kamino is such a sharp shock that he feels it like a physical thing. His indrawn breath must be too loud. There's a shift beside him, a touch that's cool in a way that means he definitely has a fever. Fingers curl around his, though, and a body leans in, and through the dizziness of a slow, lurching sort of vertigo, Echo's face comes clear. "Granta," he says, after a faint hesitation, like he doesn't know what name to use. "You have a high fever, but the captain said we should meet up with the fleet in a few hours." Granta doesn't quite dare nod, given how dizzy he is, but he makes a quiet sound of acknowledgement, shifts slightly. There's a strange weight on his side, mildly alarming, and he glances down, then pauses. Fives is asleep against his ribs, collapsed forward over the edge of the bed from where he's sitting in a chair. There's a blanket tossed over his shoulder, but he's gripping Granta's other hand, their fingers linked over Granta's stomach, and he's warm. He's warm in a way that the fever chill can't disguise, in a way that's a desperate relief, and Granta breathes out in a ragged sound that's almost a laugh, squeezing his fingers. "Not the most comfortable place to sleep," he says. Echo snorts, but he makes no move to wake Fives. "Cut up took the spare bedroll," he says, tipping his head at the bundle on the floor, just barely enough room between him and the door to walk. "I'll wake him up in a bit." Carefully, Granta frees his fingers from Fives's, strokes his hair instead. Thinks, vaguely, with a curl of warmth deep in his chest, that if the lights were up, it would be the same blue-black as Xanatos's, as Chira's. What an incredible thing, to find pieces of them still in this world, so long after they left it. "Heavy?" he asks, and Echo rolls his eyes. "Captain Rex has him playing co-pilot," he says. "Commander Cody is asleep in the hold. The captain said they'll switch out and pick someone else to co-pilot in an hour or two." Granta huffs in acknowledgement, closing his eyes again. "You should sleep," he rasps, and the fingers holding his tighten just a little. "I thought..." Echo trails off, and when Granta's eyes slip open, he's looking away. "Your fever is really high, and your vitals are..." Granta breathes out, tangles their fingers a little more tightly. "They cut me open a few times too many," he says, grimly amused, "and I had poor reactions to some of the drugs. I'll be all right." "The reason you're like this is because of us," Echo says quietly. In the shadowed room, dark but for an arc of light from under the door, there's something soft about his features, familiar, and it makes it just a little easier for Granta to breathe, like waking up to Colt beside him, or Tup, or Jax. "That's the best reason I've had for being like this in almost 8 years, then," Granta says plainly, and Echo swallows. He wavers, looking like he doesn't know how to answer, and Granta snorts quietly, raising a hand that feels as heavy as lead to brush his thumb across the wrinkles in Echo's brow. "Look at you, just like your grandmother. She always made that face when she was worried, too." Echo's breath shakes out of him, and the grip of his hand is a desperate thing. "What was her name?" he asks, quick, like he's afraid he'll be reprimanded for it. Barreling ahead anyway, though, and it makes Granta smile, dizzy and aching, but with his memories so clear that he can almost see her sitting beside him, too. "Chira," he says, quiet. "Chira Omega." He smiles, letting his eyes slip closed again. "She was beautiful, the most beautiful woman on all of Telos." Echo is silent for a long moment, so quiet that Granta can barely hear him breathing. "That's where you're from? Telos?" Telos 4. Granta brushes his thumb across Echo's knuckles, breath escaping him in a rush. "She had the loveliest hair, too, like yours, that dark, but she shaved it off on the station. Engineers shouldn't have long hair when they're working on ships," she said. "Tried to make me cut mine, too, but..." We're Telosian. We shouldn't. My father said we shouldn't. The station, Echo asks, and there's something in his voice, but Granta doesn't have the concentration to read it. That's all right, though. Echo is his son. He doesn't have to be quite so careful. Near Port 7, Granta says, and he swallows against a dry throat. He wants, suddenly, to tell Echo everything, to tell all of them everything. They should know about Tira. Someone should. He'd try to tell Skywalker, once, because Skywalker would have known the same way, would have understood. They both had mothers cut from the same cloth. But Skywalker hadn't wanted to hear him. Echo does, though. He's asking. My father sent us there, for protection. Granta pauses, just breathing for a moment, and when he opens his eyes again, the ceiling is strangely blurred, distant. Something in the back of his throat aches, even though he hasn't been on a breathing tube. My first memory is of your grandmother cutting her hair off the night before we left. She was crying. There's another long stretch of silence. Echo is watching him in the darkness, but Granta doesn't want to turn his head. The vertigo makes the whole room feel like it's spinning around a fixed point, as if the ship is in freefall, a death spiral. Granta knows how to fix that. He's a good pilot. Every muscle feels weak and watery and burning, though, as if someone replaced all his bones with acidic gel. Granta closes his eyes again. He wouldn't put it past the Kaminoans to have done just that. They were always testing him, trying to find his limits. Always so pushy. Granta had told Dooku exactly what he was capable of, and it seemed like the right choice at the time. A hand slides up, catches his free hand again. When Granta glances down, the whole world lurching, it's to find that Fives' eyes are open. He's watching Granta, expression soft with the edges of sleep, and Granta smiles at him, grips his fingers in return. "We decided," Fives says. "We can make it so you don't have to leave the ship once we're on the cruiser. That way, when we get to Kamino, no one will notice you, since you just escaped." "No one will argue," Echo puts in, as stubborn as a mule. It makes Granta smile, because the tone is familiar. "You're hurt, and you're a civilian, and the medics can come here. The regs say..." Fives rolls his eyes. "No one cares about obscure medical regulations, Echo." He folds an arm under his head, hiding a yawn in the crook of his elbow, and says, "You've been sitting here all night. You should sleep." Echo flushes, just faintly. "Shut your mouth, Fives," he says, and Granta chuckles. "Tell me about your squad," he requests, squeezing Fives' fingers again. "About training." Echo pulls a face, and Fives grimaces, burying his face in his arm. "We sucked," he says, muffled. "We failed the Citadel course 5 times before we made it." He huffs and mocks in a nasally voice. "Time to watch the dominoes fall, boys." "Bravo Squad were all nerf humpers," Echo mutters. It makes Fives laugh, his shoulders shaking, and Granta snorts, running his fingers through Fives' curls again. "We failed the graduation test once, officially," Echo says after a second, still faintly displeased. "But General Shock T allowed us to retake it. We thought we were going to get stuck on sanitation for the rest of the war." Shock T, Granta marks the name. He already knows Colt adores her, but another reason to spare her if they're ever directly opposed. Given what Domino is, given what the Kaminoans were about to do to Granta, it's likely that sanitation would have been the very kindest fate that his sons were destined for. "She's the one who ripped her skirt," he says, and smiles when Fives tilts his head into the touch. "Made Colt run into a tree." "Commander Colt?" Fives asks, delighted. "Into a tree? Really?" "I have it from a reliable source," Granta promises, and cracks an eye open to find Echo smirking. "Secondhand from Commander Blitz, but the go-between is trustworthy. And Colt turned as red as his armor when I asked him about it, though he didn't admit to anything." "Amazing," Fives says gleefully. "He yelled at us for an hour after we failed the test. And when we go for ARC training, he's going to be overseeing it. So every time he yells, we can just imagine that." Granta laughs, but the action jars something inside him with a sharp wrench, and his lungs lock up as his whole body stiffens. It hurts, and he squeezes his eyes shut on a groan, grip on Echo's hand going too tight. When he tries to force his fingers open, though, Echo doesn't let go, just grips harder. "Fives, were there any painkillers left in the kit?" Fives jolts up, almost makes it to his feet before he freezes, clutching Granta's hand just as hard. No, we used the last of them earlier. Granta shakes his head, forcing a breath through gritted teeth. One, then another, until the spike of pain has eased enough for him to breathe more easily. No, he manages, I'm... Don't say fine, Fives says, but he slowly sinks down again, tense and wary. Granta frees his hand, reaches up as best as he can when he feels so shaky, and Fives ducks his head into it, helps Granta settle his hand in his hair again. His sons, Granta thinks, and closes his eyes, stroking the curls again. His sons. Jax and Colt always helped him after bad reactions, but they were busy, could never stay long. He's never woken up to someone beside him before. Better, he amends, and breathes out, letting himself relax back into the thin mattress. You're going for ARC training? There's a pause, and Fives and Echo exchange looks. Fives hesitates, but Echo nods, expression set in bullish determination. Captain Rex invited us to join the 501st, he says, and promised to recommend our whole squad for the ARC program. Heavy's always wanted to, and... It just seems like a good idea, Fives finishes for him. He hesitates, then lightly rests his head against Granta's ribs, cheek pillowed on his arm again. We had no idea what we were doing on Rishi. I think you did well enough regardless, Granta says, faintly rueful. He sighs and... Another thing he shouldn't say, but it slips out of his mouth anyway before he can stop it. I was worried when I saw you at the doors. All I wanted was for you to stay safe. Another pause, long enough to make Granta open his eyes again. Fives is watching him, his face half hidden behind his arm, but it's Echo, carefully looking towards the far wall, who says, We're just clones. Granta snorts. Remove the just, he says, tries to wave a hand dismissively, and realizes belatedly that Echo and Fives still have hold of both of them. It doesn't even occur to him to protest. I would have gone insane a very long time ago if it wasn't for clones finding their way down to my cell. Even if you weren't my sons, you'd still be clones. That's enough. Others found you, Fives asks, an odd note in his voice. You were somewhere they could find, or were they helping the Kaminoans? Granta grimaces, squeezing his eyes shut. They kept me in a little white box on the lowest level, right up against the outer wall. Colt said it was right between a secondary storage closet and a faulty lift. He smiles ruefully. That's how Jax found me. The lift malfunctioned and took him to the wrong floor, and he poked his nose in where it didn't belong. I couldn't get rid of him, the stubborn brat. Neither Fives nor Echo laughs. Instead, Fives' fingers tighten, and after a long, long moment, he says quietly, half muffled, I wish we'd found our way down to you. Echo swallows, but he nods, eyes on their tangled fingers. We should have, he says abruptly. We should have. And steal my chance at meeting you in the middle of a dramatic rescue, Granta drawls, but it's ruined a moment later when he shifts and something pulls. With a hiss, he resettles, tips his head back, and breathes through the discomfort. I swear I'm not usually this pathetic. You're not, Echo says instantly, defensively. You made it through the whole raid and kept up with the captain and Commander Cody. They're two of the best in the Gar. And you were already hurt. You said you just escaped. Something in Granta's chest aches. Pulled wounds, he thinks determinedly. It's just old wounds. And now we're going back. It's the last place anyone would look for me, I guess. They won't find you, Fives says, and Echo nods. We'll make sure no one tells anyone you're here. And... If you want us to find any of the clones you met, we can bring them to you. Regulation says cadets can enter restricted areas as long as they have an escort, Echo adds, and when Fives rolls his eyes, Echo kicks him in the ankle. Shut up, Fives, it'll make it easier to get them in. I didn't say anything, Fives protests, though he doesn't even try to move away. Granta makes a sound of amusement, and Fives finds his hand again, grips it. He pauses for a long second, then asks, What was our grandfather's name? What was he like? How did he and our grandmother meet? Fives, Echo starts, casting a worried look at Granta. Granta shakes his head, though, cutting Echo off. He hardly minds the questions. Xanatos, he says quietly. He was the first citizen of Telos and the son of the former governor. Your grandmother was, from a sect that worshipped the Force, up in Telos' mountains. She left to be my father's bodyguard when he was given his title, though, and she fell in love with him. It's hard to think of that part of the past. All Granta ever knew his mother as was an engineer, fixing ships and systems on the refueling station. She'd trained him, driven him hard to learn how to fight, because that's what he was for, but Granta has seen pictures, Tira in ceremonial robes, Tira among her clan, with long hair bound up in intricate knots and braids, a smile on her face and her eyes brilliant. He never knew her like that, though. Those pictures may as well have been of a stranger. He's dizzy, he thinks, and keeps his eyes closed. The whole room is spinning, and it's putting a pit in his stomach. She was strong, he says, and breathes out. And clever, good with machines, and she loved my father so much. A sound rasps out of his throat, almost a laugh, not entirely something he'd meant to make, but he doesn't care to take it back. If she'd had the choice to save my father's life, or mine, her own, the lives of everyone else on Telos, she would have picked him, in a heartbeat. It was the work that killed her, alone on the refueling station with no resources, no help, few friends. But Granta has always thought that it was Xanatos' suicide that really stopped her heart. Everything that came after just finished the job. Attachment, Xanatos had called it once, during one of their fights that Granta wasn't meant to overhear. He'd said it with vicious pleasure, like scoring a point, like pride and fury and satisfaction all mixed up, and Tira had laughed as if it was a joke. The sound of that laugh still lives somewhere in Granta's head, like a scar he can't escape. He's never quite been able to put his finger on why. I'd pick you, he tells Echo and Fives, dizzy and aching and tired to his very marrow. Grips their hands, breathes through the thickness that's invaded his throat, and says, I'd pick you. It feels like the only thing that matters. It feels like something they should know. When Granta wakes again, the ship is quiet, but there are sounds outside. Everything is still, the engine's off, and Cutup is sprawled in the chair beside his bed, scowling at a pad. Pads don't take well to intimidation, Granta tells him, voice a rough rasp in his throat. If you smile, they're more likely to tell you what you want to know, like shallow men and harried customer service workers. Cutup snorts, sitting up a little straighter as he tosses the pad down on the bed. Yeah, will asking nicely get it to teach me 3 anatomy courses in 9 weeks? Granta blinks, then raises a brow. He fishes for the dropped pad, but his muscles don't want to pick it up, and he gives up a moment later. Better not to try than drop it on his face when his arms give out. He only has so much dignity left after Rex carrying him to safety. Anatomy courses? Are they actually teaching arcs to kill people correctly now? Correctly, Cutup repeats, droll. No, I'm going for the medic track of the course. Heavy's going command, and Echo and Five's tactical. At Granta's surprise, he huffs, faintly embarrassed. We're a 4-man squad until Droid Bait's better. If we're all specialized, there are better odds of being kept together, even when we're deployed. They've clearly got their hearts set on this. Granta curls his fingers in the blankets, but it's a brief delay. He can give them the 2 months to become arcs, and then whisk them away from whatever battlefield they get sent to. If this is something they want, he'll make sure they get it. He smiles, resettles himself carefully against the pillow. You have one of the medical texts. Cutup pulls a face. From the last medical unit I took, he admits. I asked Captain Rex if there's something else I can study, but he didn't know. Well, that's something Granta can help with. We're on Kamino, he asks. You're connected to whatever platform they use for the study materials. Cutup blinks, but picks up the pad again. Yeah, he says, faintly suspicious. Why? You'll have to hold the pad for me, Granta tells him, but you give me 5 minutes and I can get you whatever texts you want. That makes Cutup grin, and he shifts up onto the bed, settling in carefully as he tips the pad for Granta to see. Get the manuals for command and tactical while you're at it, he says. I'll use them to blackmail Heavy and Echo. Not Fives, Granta asks, bemused, but obligingly backtracks to see what he can manage. Fives won't study unless Echo makes him, Cutup says, rolling his eyes. I think that's half the reason they're going for the same thing. Granta snorts, scanning the titles that come up. The course materials, at least, are on the least secured areas of the Kaminoans' systems, and he's done this precise thing for Jax and Tup both. The ARC training program is likely to be mostly physical, so the books won't help with everything, but it's still something Granta can do. Grievous hasn't shown his face yet, he asks, most of his attention on the pad as he works. I assume, since you're lounging in here. Cutup shakes his head. His fleet is coming, but the 212th and 501st were closer. We made it here ahead of them. Captain Rex said we have a few hours. It's not much, but it's something. Granta makes a sound of acknowledgement and asks, is there a medic to spare? Heavy went to go get one, Cutup says, and when Granta beckons, he obligingly tips the pad a little more. We only just landed a few minutes ago. He pauses and then says, I checked the pod. Droid bait's holding steady. Granta's next call needs to be either Hunty Pereg or someone else he can get to find a secure medical facility for him. Frowning faintly, Granta runs through his mental index of reliable hires, but it's been nearly a decade. A solid half of them are likely dead, and a quarter of the rest are probably rotting in prison. He should ask Hunty to draw him up a list of some sort. Make him flashcards, maybe. As soon as I can fly again, he says quietly, I'll take him for treatment. You have my word. Cutup nods, steady. I figured. Checked the stats on that model, and they said 4 days is about the max. Knowing the specs, Granta can likely push that window out another day, if he absolutely has to. The manuals usually err on the side of caution for legal reasons. Even so, it will be cutting things incredibly close, particularly if this isn't a short and brutal attack. If things here end up drawn out and there's a blockade, we'll adjust, he says without looking up. I can find blackmail on one of the doctors, I'm sure, and force them to help us without disclosing it. I'd rather leave fewer witnesses, but one more body turning up won't change much in the middle of a war. There's a long, long pause, long enough that Granta finishes the download, covers his tracks, and then belatedly realizes that that might not be Cutup's idea of a working plan. He glances up and raises a brow at the way Cutup is staring at him. What? Something on my face? Yeah, Cutup says after a second, sounding bemused. Murder plans. Just some casual plotting or whatever. Granta gives him his most charming smile. My dear child, I'd kill 100,000 people if it would save any of your lives. One doctor and a few nurses isn't even a bother. Cutup laughs like he's joking. Granta hands the pad back and doesn't bother telling him he isn't. That can stay as plan B, he decides. No need to invite any more of Jax's lectures on morals. They're very much not his cup of tea, no matter how much he loves Jax. End of chapter 6.